7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, let's start this up. The current time is 19:30 UTC. That means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. So now let's go live to Tobe. Walking along the sidewalk. Hello. What's 13 7/8 stone and looks for foxes? If you said that's you, Tobe, then you are correct. Once again, I'm down here approaching the creek because I want to find my fox buddy. Maybe try to get some more pictures of him because we've only got one picture of this guy and the picture is terrible. So I'm approaching the entrance to the forest. He's probably listening to me right now, ears perked up. We'll turn on the camera and we're entering. Do 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 do. I'm under canopy, under canopy. I'm singing so my friend the fox can hear me. Then he'll say, hey, I want to get away. And then he'll jump out of the stick fort that he lives in and run away. Okay, I'm standing in the normal spot, looking for my fox friend. I don't see anything, but I never do right at first. I'm looking in a slightly different spot. I'm looking at this root ball of this tree that's on the other side of the ravine. Erosion has caused it to fall into the ravine, and this might be where the active den is. I've seen marmots in this den a couple years ago, and I think the fox is hanging out in there. But I'm not seeing him today. He's not popping out or anything to run away like we normally see, like we saw yesterday. Hey, where are you, homie? Okay. Well, camera's doing that thing again. The battery might be getting low. Not immediately seeing our fox friend. But he's probably around here somewhere. In fact, he might be sitting somewhere watching me. So let me turn around and look behind me to see if there's any foxes hanging around. No, I don't see any. No owls above me. Like that one day. What was that? Last year? On July 3rd or 4th? Walked in here and there was three owls sitting right here in the ravine. And I was so entranced by the owls that were sitting right here that I didn't notice the one that was 1 meter above my head in the branch. And that owl, he could have eaten me. I didn't know he was there. Is that a ball in or did somebody just green it? We got some golfers out today. Looks like there's, I don't know, three or four on the tee for hole number two. One of our lucky holes. Meaning this is where we find golf balls. Thanks to people like this. We can check the zone for hole number one a little bit later. Well, I have now been standing here for 4 minutes and I'm not seeing a fox. I'm not seeing any marmots. The only thing I can see are a couple of birds, although it is strangely quiet, and some bad golfers. who feel the need to rent a golf cart for this round of golf that they're playing. A round of golf that will require them to walk a total of 800 meters. So you better get that cart. Jeez. 800 meters for all my American friends is the metric half mile. Hey, what was that sound? Metric half mile? What are you talking about, Tobo? If you've heard of the metric mile. Okay, golfers driving by in their golf cart. They are right at the edge here. They're just past the golf ball eating ravine. Huh. I should keep talking so we don't have dead air. Yeah, they're never getting the shot off. I'm just going to keep moving. Now, I thought I heard something moving over there. I thought I heard something where the big tree fell down earlier this year. Now, what was that behind me? Ho, ho, ho. That actually sounded like something falling out of a tree. But it was not the sound of a porcupine falling out of a tree. That's the thing you need to know about porcupines. They fall out of trees a lot. They're terrible climbers. This is true. In fact, if you ever get porcupine quills stuck in you, or if you have a dog that, you know, gets whomped. Hey, I hear squirrels. If you ever get stuck with porcupine quills, and when I say porcupines in this case, I do mean the North American porcupine that lives where I live. I don't know about other porcupines, but these particular porcupines, their quills are antiseptic. I kid you not. Antiseptic porcupine quills. I need a web stick here because we're going to go down into the water. Okay, all you webs belong to us. Oh yeah, down in the water. Well, not in the water. I'm on the sand next to the water. Porcupine quills. Ooh. Fresh. No, that's a squirrel dig. Hey, water level went down again. Water level's looking a little low. But I see no... Well, I do see a golf ball. And I'm going to need that stick. Because I actually see two golf balls. One might be one that I want. One is a yellow. So, let's go over here and get them. Dun, 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 dun. And I have a feeling that this yellow is a... Is it a range ball or not? I can't really tell. Let's pull it out. I'm fishing these out of the big, deep water spot. Oink! Hey, you stay there. You stay there. Yeah, okay. It's a marathon. There's a bee flying around me. My bee friends are very interested in what I'm doing. Geez, the water level's so low it's hard to find a spot to wash these golf balls off. Yeah, okay. Interesting. We're keeping the yellow. Even though I said we don't need to keep any more yellows. Why do we have to keep the yellow, Tub? Because, although it's a marathon brand, this bee is really starting to annoy me. It's a marathon brand, but it says, hey, you, somebody's going to get smacked. It says marathon, but it also says Srixon Rain. Damn it, you. What is this bee's problem? This bee is overly interested in me. What I'm trying to tell you is two things. Porcupine quills are antiseptic, and this ball is a Strixon range ball. The pink ball is just a top flight number one. Oh, where'd that damn bee go? Is that bee still trying to follow me around here? I'm looking up onto the opposite bank for more golf balls. I don't see any more golf balls. Now you might be asking yourself, but Tobe, why? Why would porcupine quills be antiseptic? And this is true. This is absolutely true. The reason that they're antiseptic is because porcupines fall out of trees so often that they end up jabbing themselves with their own quills. So as a, you know, survival strategy, the quills are antiseptic. This is true. This is absolutely true. If you go online and just look up porcupine falling out of tree, you will find videos, because porcupines falling out of trees is so common that it gets caught on video a lot. You know, there's people like me out in the world going, hey, there's a porcupine climbing up that tree. I better film it, because the odds of him falling out of the tree are about 1 to 1. Which is one of the funniest damn things I've ever heard. Porcupines. Not good at climbing trees, but somehow they still feel compelled to do so. Oh. Tobe, how do you know these? How do you know these esoteric facts about porcupines? Well, you're not going to believe this, but it's true. The high school I went to had porcupines roaming freely in the hallways. I kid you not. I'm trying to do my trick. Oh, got it. Ooh, there's little dude footprints around here. Hey, who's that? Yeah, we got fox prints in the mud. We got marmot prints in the mud. I'm rock hopping. All right, I'm in the middle of the creek on a sandbar. Yeah, I went to a school where it was not uncommon for you to be walking down the hall, especially in like the third or fourth day of school. And suddenly there's this porcupine walking down the hall with you, and you just kind of go, yeah, okay. Yeah, we had two of them. One of them was named Poppy, because he liked to eat corn pops, the cereal. I don't remember the other one's name right off the top of my head. Oh, and there was also a school activity called a Porcupine Roundup every year, where one of the biology teachers, whose name was Harley Hardison, I kid you not, would take a group of students out, and they'd go, you know, basically porcupine hunting. Not to kill the porcupines, just to go out and do some porcupine spotting at night, look for them, and maybe capture some for school. Because we never have enough porcupines running around. Now you're probably thinking, oh, was your school mascot the porcupine or something like that? No, we were the Warriors. The West Side Warriors. Yeah, so we just had porcupines running around in our school for no reason. I thought it was pretty great. And that was the only reason I looked forward to going to my French class, because that was down there in the same wing where, yeah, the language department and the like biology department were in the same wing. Makes no sense, but hey, my school wasn't about making sense. This was the same school that didn't have a library and was proud of it. I'm just walking downstream on the opposite bank here, occasionally looking up to make sure no porcupines fall on me. Oh, I don't think there's any porcupines down here. I've never seen any. Not sure we have any here in my city at all. I've never seen any at Harrenhaven or anything weird like that, but boy, wouldn't that be great? Get some porcupines at Harrenhaven or down here. We could be walking around petting the wild porcupine. Well, if you thought Pet the Snapper was a fun game, Pet the Porcupine is also another fun game. And that goes way back. In fact, I did some very wonderful pieces of art for the Culture Rag, the in-house publication of the Cog Factory, one of which included Chucky Pet the Porcupine in Super 3D, which I'm not sure if I even have a copy of that anymore. All right, I'm just looking for golf balls in the same spot we were looking for golf balls yesterday. Are we going to find any golf balls? I don't know, but there's a lot of loose dirt here. Star-nosed moles are churning up the earth. Churning it up. Churning. I wish one would pop out so I could say hi. I have actually seen them down here in the creek. Came down on this side one time. And there was a little scurry, scurry, scurry next to me on the little cliff wall. I looked over, and there's the damn mole. And he's looking for his hole to jump back down. He can't find it because the wind had blown a leaf over it. He was panicking and freaking out. I could have reached out and grabbed him, but I would never do such a rude thing to such a majestic creature. And I watched him find the hole, and he nosed the leaf out of the way, and he went scurry, scurry, scurry into his tiny little hole. And I said, oh, that was awesome. Because how often you see a mole above ground? Yeah, never. And I've never seen one since. But I know where they live. Right here. Okay. Well, I wanted to find a blue golf ball today. But don't I want to find a blue golf ball every day? Well, of course I do. Truth of the matter is, I just wanted to go outside. And I woke up, and I slept pretty good, but I think I must have slept in one position too long, and so my feet were weird, and I was just weird generally. There's a white golf ball I didn't notice yesterday. Maybe that's new today. And I thought, oh, I gotta get out and move. Gotta get out and move and groove. Maybe find some dudes and find some golf balls. Okay, so I have reached the point where we need to now either think about turning around and going back. I see something red over there, but it doesn't look like a golf ball. Or we need... Hold on. Which way is the damn wind blowing? Hear that? Where the hell is he? Where the hell is he? Oh, you sneaky bastard. Where is he? I can't see him. I can smell him. I can hear him. He went that way. He's moving upstream. Huh. Well, although I didn't see him, I'm pretty sure that was our... that was our fox. Maybe some squirrels are just making noise. I don't know. Where is he? All right, anyway. This is the part where we need to do this dangerous circus move with these shoes that are not grippy. Ooh. There we go. All right. Step two. Step three. And how did we do this yesterday? It seems like it was relatively pain-free. There we go, yeah. I'm now down in the creek. In the mud. What's that? I hear a squirrely up there. And I hear somebody teeing off. Okay. We got the occasional animal tracks in the mud. We got, as I move, we now have the toe tracks in the mud. And I like it. And, what did I see up here that was so red? Gotta look around. I'm clomping. Clomp, 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 clomp. It is another beautiful day. It's about 18 degrees right now. I just remembered I need to go to the store. I need lots of food. I need waffles. I got no waffles. I ate the last of the waffles. Alright. We are now in the special golf ball zone. Where we have found the rarest golf balls. What the hell? Oh, it's a squirrel in the tree. Yeah, you little squirrelies. I can hear people teeing off. But they're teeing off straight enough that I'm not hearing the balls land down here in the creek. Well, this might just be the last of the golf balls we find today. I'm seeing nothing else. And although it is still mighty green down here, there are more and more yellow and brown leaves flowing into the creek. I now have to get a web stick because I was just walking into a web. Where was that web? Right about here. Webby, webby. Clearing the webs out. Shaking it down. Ugh. Now the webs are on my ankles. Okay, fine. Can't win them all. Do I really want to keep these golf balls? Yeah, I'll put them in the garage with the other non-keepers. I've got a whole bunch of red, yellow, pink, and orange excess golf balls in my garage. These are the golf balls that I'm going to give away. These are the golf balls that I'm going to sneak onto other golf courses, driving ranges, personal putting greens, and miniature golf courses. Hey, look at those tracks down there. There's some little itty bitty tracks. That's not squirrel. Is that mole? Huh, I don't know. Alright. There's lots more churned up dirt here. Where the moles have been moving through. Alright, you know, I think I'm going to climb out of here. I think I'm just going to work my way up. And start thinking about all the stuff I gotta do today. Gotta go to the store. Got to go to the store. Gotta get some food. There's a lady walking by with her dog. Her dog didn't even see me. Well, and again, they don't use those dogs to track people either, so. Okay. Ooh, let's climb the rest of the way up here. Do 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 do. I can now see onto the golf course. I don't see anybody else starting up. Might be a slow day for golf. I don't know. But it's a beautiful day to be walking around. Ow. Tripping over sticks. Pushing branches aside. So you can pop out onto the sidewalk. Right here on What is this, Parkview Drive? Anyway, I see a mailman. Does he have my package? No. Last I heard, UPS has it. See, they were trying to deliver my package, and they've been trying to deliver it now for a couple weeks, if not a month, and they've been failing. And so then there was a message of, oh, we're sorry, it'll be there tomorrow. And then there was a message the next day when it didn't arrive, a message of, sorry, it'll be there either tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. And those days rolled by. And this is the second time that this sequence has happened. They said, oh, we're sorry, we're switching carriers. We're going to have UPS shipped it. No, that's not how it works. This is what you get for, what does it cost now, $250? Your $250 Amazon Prime free shipping that takes 2 days is now taking a month. So they told me that UPS is going to be bringing it to me now. And so I thought, okay. And at 4:45 yesterday, that would be, 16:45, I heard a sound. I was sitting in my living room watching my remote Japanese train spotting channel, the greatest channel ever, and I heard a door slam in my driveway or something. And I thought, oh, I wonder if that's a delivery truck, a UPS delivery truck. So what did I do? I got up. I looked out the window. Was it UPS? No, it was Amazon Prime. I thought, okay, that's weird. They said they were going to send it UPS, but whatever. So I put on my shoes and I go out the garage. And as I'm opening the garage door, the Amazon Prime truck starts backing out of my driveway. And then, backs up and drives off up the street. I look around. There's no package anywhere. So they came to my house, but they decided that they weren't going to give me the package. What happened to there? The hell if I know. So, maybe, just maybe, my package will arrive today. I'm not super confident. I've been waiting for a long time. And every time I see things like Amazon Prime trucks pulling into my driveway, I start to get excited. I keep thinking, oh, I'm gay. I'm going to get to play with my new toy now. And no, that doesn't happen. And now they're just pissing me off, and now I'm going to start punching people. Because nobody knows how to deliver anything. But it's 2 days. It's 2 day free shipping from Amazon Prime. Yeah, your free 2 day shipping only costs you $250. And that's terrible. That's terrible. United States Post Office can ship anything from anywhere to anywhere in the continental United States in 3 days. And if you're not in Florida or California, you're probably getting it in two. That's the nice thing about where I live. I'm dead center. I get anything from anywhere in the country in 3 days via the post office. I'm not going to spend $250 to maybe shave a day off with my Amazon Prime free 2 day shipping that only costs $250. God damn, I hate Amazon. And you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I'm standing across the street from my car. I'm going to get in it and go home.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.